Hello and welcome to the Kristania.com podcast. I'm Kristania Hill. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I'm super glad that you're here. This is episode 11, and in this week's segment, we'll be featuring Celebrate Recovery Step Study 11. So grab a pen, something to write on, and let's jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 11, Spiritual Inventory Part 2. Principle 4. Openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Scripture. Happy are the pure in heart. Matthew 5:8. Step 4. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Scripture. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Lamentations 3:40. So let's think about it here. We're going to dive into the second half of listing our shortcomings. This will allow God to better work or more effectively work in our lives. This, just like Spiritual Inventory Part 1, is a little lengthy, so hang in there and let's get started. Let's look at our minds. How have you guarded your mind in the past from or of denial? Have you filled your mind with hurtful or unhealthy movies, television programs, internet sites, magazines, books, and for me, mostly music? Have you failed to concentrate on the positive truths the Bible teaches us? Let's look at our bodies. In what ways in the past have you mistreated your body? Have you abused it with alcohol or drugs or food or sex? What past activities or habits have caused you physical harm? Let's look at your family. In the past, have you mistreated anyone in your family? Who in your family do you have resentment against? Do you owe amends to someone? What is the family secret that everyone's trying to deny? Now let's look at our church. Have you been faithful in participation in church in the past? Or have you been critical and rather than active? In the past, have you discouraged any family or friends from attending or participating with church? Let's dig in and start answering some specific questions. Question 1, your mind. Since accepting Jesus, how has God transformed your mind? What worldly standards have you given up? For me, it was being right. It was knowing everything. And it was rescuing people, because that's not my job. How have you used denial to attempt to guard your mind? It was really, for me, self-justification or convincing myself it could always be worse. How have you filled or are filling your mind with hurtful, harmful, unhealthy movies, television programs, internet, magazine, books, and music? One of the things I did stop doing is watching or attending fairy tale love stories, that perfect love. But on the other side of that, what I have started doing is I replaced a lot of my music with Christian music, and it's really made a big difference in my life to really focus on God's promises and His truths. And music is one of the strongest ways that I do that because of my love of music. How have you failed to concentrate on positive truths of the Bible? Truly believing that God will provide, to not be afraid, and to consider everything true joy. That's not always so easy. Our body. What past activities or habits caused harm or physical to my physical health? That is being just sexually irresponsible, sexually active, not taking care of myself, making myself or allowing myself to be vulnerable in situations that was just absolutely unnecessary? In what ways have you mistreated your body? And I would say the same thing there is just being sexually irresponsible. Consuming too much alcohol. I have had alcohol poisoning 3 times. And bad self-talk. Although it's mental, it's created physical issues for me as well. If you abused alcohol, drugs, food, or sex, how did they negatively affect your body? As I stated, I've had alcohol poisoning 3 times, and a number of things could have happened, but just the fact that I made myself physically ill just from drinking alcohol saddens my heart. And being sexually irresponsible, I put myself at risk so many times just unnecessarily. What have you done to restore God's temple? I've started taking better care of myself as far as eating habits. I've also drastically reduced my alcohol consumption. Now it's random, not really even on a social basis. It's occasional, I guess is what you would call it. And stopped having sex altogether out of a marital relationship. Our families. Have you mistreated anyone in your family verbally, emotionally, or physically? I can say that I've never physically hurt any of my family, and I've never verbally abused them, but I have not used the best tone with them and spoke to them very harshly and intense words, intense tone, condescending. And that's something I still work on. Who in your family do you hold a resentment against? No one. I've come to a place where all of my relationships are now healthy, be it family or friends. Can you think of anyone whom you owe amends to? Why? Don't worry about actually making them. Just write these down. There was a business partner that I had with a previous technology company, and he left on bad terms, and I never had an opportunity to let him know the importance he had in my life. He's actually the man that baptized me, and so that just ended so badly, and I never took the initiative to follow up and let him know how much he meant to me. What is the family secret that you've been keeping or denying? Something I learned through my recovery, and I didn't learn it till Celebrate Recovery really started, or right before, is that there were 29 divorces in 3 generations within my family. And digging into that has allowed me to understand the relational issues that I have had, the issues with male authority or the proper example of a husband and wife. And so that has shed light on a character defect that has allowed me to begin working on it. How have relationships improved since you've started your recovery? I've rebuilt almost all the relationships in my life. I have been able to forgive a particular individual that hurt me very, very deeply, and without having to hear him say he knew he was wrong. I've discontinued some relationships that were just not healthy and didn't serve me from a Christian basis. And I've added quite a few relationships with other Christian people. 4, our church. How would you rate your past participation in church? I would say I was a semi-active member. Prior to recovery, what was your main reason for going to church? I've always gone to church and loved going to church. I've been consistent throughout my entire life. It's always been a safe place for me to go. And now I look forward to going because I grow in maturity. I grow spiritually. It's a way for me to fill my cup so that I can continue to give others when I'm not there. And there's a void in my life when I don't go. I feel empty. Have you ever tried to discourage a family member or friends from improving or going to church? How and why? No, absolutely not. I've never discouraged anybody in their walk with Christ. How has your commitment to church increased since starting your recovery? I have gotten incredibly active, not only in church activity, but I now actually am a primary member with a missions team, an outreach, my care group. I'm part of the now Life Austin prayer team. I've spoke at conferences. I try to actively stay involved, not only to get to know my fellow Christians within my church family, but to give back to those that have served me in so many ways. Well, once again, I congratulate you for joining me today and staying committed to the recovery process. You hear me say it. Sometimes I might sound like a broken record, but you will be greatly blessed for your effort and your work that's going into this program. You'll be blessed beyond your belief. And it takes courage to change. So congratulations for being courageous. And God's going to continue to give you the strength to improve. And I'm proud of you. This will conclude today's episode. So I do thank you for joining me. And remember, joy is a choice. So choose well. God bless and take care.